today.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. I am a congested Carl Lenore because, as I just spoke to my guest off the air today, I must have an acute reaction to drinking coffee. I cut coffee out of my diet entirely. I didn't sleep too good last night, had a lot of work to do, so I thought I would depend on a little caffeine this morning from some decaf, and I'm a little choked up, but that'll clear up as the show goes on, I promise you. One announcement we have to make, Primordial Performance, a proud sponsor of Superhuman Radio, is offering a buy one, get one free starting tomorrow, Thursday, on all of the Andro Series products. If you go to primordialperformance.com from August 11th on, for a short period of time, I think it's only going to be a couple weeks long, so you got to get there quickly, all of the Andro Series products are buy one, get one free. Thank God for a cough button. My next guest has appeared on the show before a couple years ago. He is actually the author of a fantastic book called Never Be Sick Again. And more importantly than the information that he offers is the notion that people do not have to be sick in the first place. Genius behind the book, Raymond Francis. How you doing, Raymond?
Just fine. Thank you, Carl.
And you have a new book that I like even more, and it's called Never Fear Cancer Again. And this is a profound idea because cancer still remains to be the big C word, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. It's the disease people fear the most. And consider this. If conventional cancer treatments worked, nobody would fear cancer.
That's true. That's
true. The reason we fear it is because they don't work.
Right.
And yet we keep using them.
And quite frankly, all of the research I've done in cancer, and I've done quite a bit, shows that the recidivism rate of cancer is the worst in individuals who do not correct the problems in the first place. Chemotherapy is just is tantamount to burning the house down because you have a stain on your carpet.
You've said, I couldn't say it better, Carl. That is absolutely correct. It's tantamount to burning the house down because you have a stain on the carpet. It's just dumb. It doesn't work. Everybody knows it doesn't work, and they're still doing it.
And people who undergo chemotherapy will redevelop cancers if they go back to the lifestyles that caused them to have cancer in the first place. So you must eradicate the insult, regardless of what you do with chemotherapy. And quite often, if you eradicate the insult effective enough, you can actually reverse the disease on your own without abusing your body with chemotherapy. Would you say that that's an accurate statement, or am I just...
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, you couldn't be more right on. And in fact, the reason I wrote this book, Never Fear Cancer Again, is because so many people read my first book, Never Be Sick Again, went home and cured their cancer. Now, these are people with terminal cancer, people who told they are going to die. They buy a book, go home, cure their cancer. And so many people did that, I finally said to myself, you know, I really ought to write a book just on how to do the cancer thing, because, you know, you have to sort of extract it out of Never Be Sick Again. Absolutely, you don't need the chemotherapy. It doesn't work. It's dangerous. You don't need any of the conventional treatments. They don't work. That's why people fear cancer, because they don't work. They're not working.
Well, isn't it also true, Raymond, that people not only fear cancer, but they fear the treatments because they hear the stories about the people who have to undergo these aggressive treatments that not only attempt to kill the cancer, but kill all the good things in the body at the same time?
Brutal. Absolutely.
I mean, there are a lot of people who actually develop heart disease, kidney disease, after going through chemotherapy. The cancer is gone, but now they're battling to stay alive because their heart doesn't work any longer.
Well, not to mention infections. they get sepsis, they get pneumonia, they die of infections, and then the doctor says, oh, too bad, they died of an infection. No, they died of the chemotherapy, which destroyed their immunity, and that's how they got the infection. So what people have to understand is this, and our doctors don't understand this. Cancer is not a thing. You know, people get a tumor, and we say, oh boy, you have cancer. So we have to surgically remove this tumor, or we have to poison it with chemotherapy, or we have to burn it with radiation. Wrong. The tumor is merely a side effect. The tumor is a result of the cancer process. Cancer is a biological process. The process produces tumors. You can remove all the tumors you want. Unless you shut down the process will keep producing
Bingo.
New tumors.
Let's give the audience a little bit deeper information. Would you say this statement is true? Tumors and, in fact, cancer is a result, and I'm not talking about what the insult is that causes this, but at its core, is a result of disruption in cellular apoptotic landscape. That the cell, every cell in your body has a date, an expiration date that it should die. And when it doesn't die, it's stubborn and sticks around, and the new cells show up, you have an overgrowth or an overcrowding, and you have cancer. Do you think that's oversimplification?
No, it's absolutely true. Cells are supposed to die. If a cell gets injured, there are signals that are created in the cell that says, we're injured beyond repair, so we should die.
Okay.
When you interfere with that process, then the cell doesn't die, and it stays alive, and it keeps reproducing.
Right.
And cancer, of course, is cells that just keep reproducing. That's all they do.
Right.
But ultimately, you know, as I point out in my books that are so empowering, there's really only one disease. We give it thousands of different names because our doctors don't know any better.
Right.
But there's only one disease, and that's a malfunctioning cell.
Okay.
If every cell in your body is functioning the way it's supposed to work, you can't be sick. The only way you can be sick is when a large number of cells malfunction. And then you're going to notice something. So disease is a malfunctioning cell. That's what disease is. And cells malfunction for only two reasons.
Okay,
either
this is
they're
great.
Not getting what they need, or they're getting something they don't need, and we call those problems deficiency and toxicity. So one
okay.
disease, two causes of disease, deficiency and toxicity. Simple.
Okay, so the goal then is to eliminate the toxicity while correcting the deficiency, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now,
exactly.
Easier said than done, or is it really something that most people can achieve on their own?
Most people can achieve on their own. Some of it is a lot more complex. It depends on the individual and what they've been exposed to. But if we look at cancer is a deficiency disease. It is an oxygen deficiency disease. It's a deficiency of oxygen metabolism inside the cell. And so anything that you do to cure cancer has to be focused on restoring oxygen metabolism inside the cell. And there are simple things that people can do. For example, probably the single largest cause of cancer is the oils you buy at the supermarket, the canola oil and the safflower oil, the sunflower oil, the soybean oil, the peanut oil.
Is it inherent in those oils, or is it the manufacturing and mishandling of those oils that make them toxic?
It is a combination of both, Carl. It is the oils themselves. They're too rich in omega-6 fatty acids. And then
which increase arachidonic acid, which increase inflammation, and that disrupts the apoptotic landscape.
Yes. And then by the time you process them, you introduce all kinds of toxins. You introduce oxygen species. You oxidize the oils, and you get trans fats. And so it's a combination of both. Inappropriate in the first place, and then after you process them, you take something that's inappropriate and make it into a really, really powerful toxin. And then, you see...
Okay, wait. Stay with this thought where you're going right now, because we're going to go into a break in a minute. I want to ask you this question. Is there a solution to this oil problem? Is it simply choosing different oils, or is it choosing better
oil? The solution is an oil change.
Okay. Okay, so what? Olive oil?
Flaxseed oil, olive oil, fish oil.
Coconut oil?
Yeah, coconut oil. But they have to be high quality, and that's a trick.
And don't they also have to remain refrigerated? Isn't there a problem that oils can become rancid on the shelf when they're exposed to even moderately high heats, like the heat in a truck as it's traveling from one state to another's grocery store?
That's true, but a really, really good oil is going to be stabilized. How did the ancients schlep olive oil all over the Mediterranean thousands of years ago?
Good point. That's right.
Real olive oil is very stable because it's got a lot of antioxidants. It's the junk we make today doesn't, and then it oxidizes quickly.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick up this lively discussion with Raymond Francis. You can learn more about Raymond Francis by going to his website, beyondhealth.com. You can pick up both Never Be Sick Again and Never Fear Cancer Again at beyondhealth.com. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Why? Because you're intelligent. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
The Isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the Isolator. The Isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the Isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The Isolator, the only way to train.
Creatine is by far the most popular ergogenic supplement on the market today, bar none. What if I told you that there's an even more effective way to build explosive strength and that good old creatine was not the answer? Well, now there's Hypergain. Hypergain is completely safe and has zero side effects. In fact, AS Research is so convinced that Hypergain will change the way you feel about creatine that they're willing to give you a free 30-day supply just to prove it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Hypergain banner ad today. Hypergain, the case against creatine starts now.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to remind everybody that Orbit Nutrition runs daily deals. Guess what that means? You got to go back every day and check it out. And maybe it's a product that you've been waiting for that they're blowing out. Go to orbitnutrition.com today and check out their daily deals. My guest is Raymond Francis. You can visit his website, beyondhealth.com. We're talking about the the idea, the concept, the reality of never fearing cancer again. You know, some ridiculous number, I forget what it is, Ray, maybe you remember, a number of people that will either develop cancer or die from cancer within their lifetime. Do you remember what that figure was?
Sure. Almost half the American population is now going to get cancer in their lifetime.
Of some sort. This could be a small tumor that they can cope with. This could be life-threatening pancreatic cancer.
Right.
Any, but
right.
In 50% of the population.
Yeah, almost half. Yeah, so over 40%, but increasing every year. And this was a rare disease historically.
Is there actually anthropological evidence of this, Ray?
Yes, they've done a lot of studies on it, and they've even looked at, you know, Egyptian mummies and and everything else. Cancer was a rare disease until modern times. We have created this disease. We are now eating a diet, living a lifestyle, living in an environment that is a cancer-causing environment.
Right.
So
right.
We're doing it to ourselves. And if you want to, you know, going back to the oils, if you want to prevent cancer in your life, or if you want to cure cancer, you have got to change your oil. You okay. don't have a choice. You've got to change your oil, because all of us are eating the wrong oils. And here's what happens. You see, you're making about 10 million cells every second, about
right.
10 million new cells. You replace almost all the cells in your body in 1 year. So the cell membranes are made out of oil, primarily made out of oil.
Right.
If you make them out of the wrong oil, they inhibit the transport of oxygen into the cell, and then the cell becomes oxygen deficient. And oxygen deficiency is the cause of cancer. So you need an oil change. Now, even if you change your oil and you're getting adequate oxygen coming into the cell, if you have poisoned the respiratory enzymes, for example, almost all Americans have too much mercury in their system because we've had vaccinations, because we've had mercury fillings put in our teeth, because we're eating fish that's contaminated with mercury. Almost every American has too much mercury. The mercury will shut down the respiratory enzymes, so even though you're delivering adequate amounts of oxygen to the cell, it still won't metabolize because the machinery shut down. And that's how, mercury causes cancer. We know it causes cancer.
Let me ask you a question while we're on the subject of mercury, and this may be something that you know about, and I know it's maybe slightly off topic, but there is a compound I want to say called DMSA. Are you familiar with it?
Yes.
Okay. It's supposed to be something that can be used to liberate heavy metals and mercury that are stored in the cells, get them into the bloodstream so that the body can excrete them. Is that correct?
Yes.
Or, okay.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there a proper way to use DMSA to help to get these out of your system? Because,
well, if you're going to do that, you really should do it under supervision.
Like a doctor.
Like a doctor.
A clinician of some sort.
A clinician of some sort. But something anybody could do. Take vitamin C and good minerals. Good vitamin C is a good chelator. And good minerals help to replace the mercury. And then even things like chlorella are very good chelators. So you don't have to go to the more exotic chemicals, although in some cases they're certainly indicated. But for most people, they can just take vitamin C and minerals and things like chlorella and take a lot of those heavy metals out of their body. Even a sauna. Every American needs to sauna because we're all overloaded with toxins, and saunas take out mercury and lead.
Does it have to be the infrared sauna? Can it just be the old-fashioned convection sauna?
It can be the old-fashioned. The infrared, I think, is more efficient. But I used to use the old-fashioned kind for many years till I got my infrared, and it worked.
I use a sauna at least 3 to 4 times a week. And I've talked about this on the show before. Talked to a great physician who was chased out of the United States and now treats cancers in Cologne, Germany, named Dr. Robert Gorder, who used hypothermia therapy to treat some of the most aggressive forms of pancreatic cancer. And we talked one time years and years ago, and I came up with the assumption that saunas increase enzymatic cascades, and enzymatic cascades help to purify and protect the body. What do you think of that notion?
Well, I think that's entirely possible, but the one thing that we do know that they do is they get rid of the oil-soluble toxins. And this is critical because, you see, the human body was not designed to get rid of oil-soluble toxins because we were never exposed to them.
Right.
Now, for the last 100 years, we've been living in the petroleum age, and we're all inundated in oil-soluble toxins every single moment of
every day. Especially if you're eating Gulf Coast fish.
You don't even have to just read a magazine or sleep on your mattress or drive your car, and you're just being loaded with oil-soluble toxins.
Really?
And they're all bioaccumulating in our bodies. And finally, you know, here you have the human cell trying to do its job, and you keep putting this gook in every single day. Well, at some point, that gook's going to get, the concentration's going to get so high, the poor cell is just going to croak. And then you get sick, and then the doctor gives you a toxic drug to suppress your symptoms instead of saying, hey, you're in toxic overload, you need to get rid of some toxins. But I sauna twice a week now. Well, saunas helped to save my life when I was sick.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell that story, please.
Well, at age 48, I took deathly ill, and I almost died. And I almost actually died from my doctor's treatments. They gave me drugs that poisoned my liver. My liver died, and I almost died of liver failure. And at the last moment, I had to use my own knowledge of biochemistry to save my life. And then it took me 2 years to get well and function again. But that's what got me into the whole health thing, almost dying. And that was at age 48. Today, I'm going to be 75 my next birthday. I'm in perfect health. Right. I have boundless energy. Right. I pop out of bed in the morning like a piece of toast. I mean, I'm right. boundless. I'm never tired. I never get sick. I've had one cold in the last 24 years. I've a very, very good excuse for the one cold. I have the arteries, the biological age of my arteries are now down to age 26. My goal is to have the arteries of a teenager by the time I'm age 80. So look at what you can do. I've taken myself from near death, certain death, to operating at a very, very high level. Most people my age are on 8 different prescriptions.
Oh, I know. And they die from polypharmacy, as you pointed out a second ago. Their liver and their kidneys fail.
Yeah.
What do you think? Exactly. Well, first of all, tell my audience what the 6 pathways are that you espouse.
Again, what I've tried to do is to get something simple. I wanted to, when I got well, and my death was a certainty, and yet I used my own knowledge of biochemistry, and I looked back on that experience and I said to myself, if I weren't a chemist, I would have died. And then I started thinking, other people don't have my knowledge, and they are dying. How can I do something to teach other people what they need to know so that they can remain disease-free for the rest of their life?
And let's make this point. We're talking about cancer, but this really applies to probably 90% of all the diseases in this country today. Okay,
exactly.
So let's just say that. Now, go ahead. Go on with the story.
Exactly. And so what I came up with is this simple system of the one disease, which is irrefutable. If every cell in your body is functioning normally, you cannot be sick. That is irrefutable. And one disease, 2 causes of disease. And then to help people, I came up with the 6 pathways to disease. And the 6 pathways help you in different ways to manage deficiency and toxicity. And the 6 pathways are the nutrition pathway, very obvious, to avoid deficiency. The second is the toxin pathway. The third is the mental pathway. And here we get into some really special stuff, because what you put into your mind is even more important than what you put into your body. And people need to know this, and they need to start putting good stuff into their body and good stuff into their mind.
Do you think that's such an esoteric concept for most people that I think that it is not given the gravity of importance that it should be? What do you think that's an accurate statement?
Absolutely. It's not given the gravity of importance, and yet the studies, the science is there. The science is absolutely overwhelming and irrefutable that what you put into your mind has an enormous effect on your body. Every single thought, you cannot have a thought without a biological consequence.
And that's been proven. If you don't believe that, check the pulse rate and the endocrine panel of anybody watching a scary movie, and then check the pulse rate and endocrine panel of someone who is truly running for their life, and they're the same.
Yeah.
you can't differentiate between what you're thinking and reality when your body starts to process it chemically.
Exactly. So every thought has a biological consequence. So once you know that, how about putting good thoughts into your mind because that has a good biological consequence? There were people, I met a lady who had cancer, and she had had a very nasty divorce 20 years ago. And for the last 20 years, every single day, she relived that divorce. So she went through all that stress every single day for the last 20 years. No wonder she had cancer. So you got to stop doing that.
Right.
But in any event, that's the third pathway. The next pathway after the mental pathway is the physical pathway. And the physical pathway includes things like exercise. And so let's go back to our cell again. Here you have a cell. In order to keep that cell healthy, in order to keep you healthy, you have to give that cell everything it needs every day, and most people are not doing that because they're eating garbage foods that don't have the nutrition. You need to keep that cell free of toxins that can interfere with its metabolic machinery, and you need to move and stretch the cell because moving and stretching the cell facilitates the delivery of nutrients and facilitates the removal of toxins from the cell, so you're right back to the two causes of disease, deficiency and toxicity.
Wow, so exercise really has
critical.
Both a push and pull effect on this scenario.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I love it.
There you go. So that's the physical pathway, and there are other things in the physical pathway as well, such as exposure to electromagnetic fields and things. But then the next pathway is the genetic pathway. And here again, most people have misconceptions. They think, oh my gosh, genes run my life and there's nothing I can do. Well, that is true. Genes do run your life. But guess who runs the genes?
Yeah,
the
right.
Genes.
Epigenetics.
You too.
Right.
You
right.
run the genes.
Right.
So you run your life. So you got to learn how to run the genes properly and how to protect them from harm and how to keep them in good repair. And that's what the genetic pathway is all about. And then finally, the medical pathway. Here again, people are confused because we see the miracles of medicine. Look at the soldiers who are being injured in Afghanistan today. They have the best, highest probability of surviving their injuries of any soldier in the history of the world. Right. I mean, these are miracles that we're doing. But people look at the miracles of medicine, the mechanical miracles, and then transfer that to the other parts of medicine, to the disease part, and it's wrong. We excel at the mechanical parts, and the disease parts are a disaster.
Right.
You have to know where medicine works and how it can help you, and you have to know where it can harm you. And indeed, medical intervention today has become the leading cause of death in the United States.
Interesting.
And that's a profound statement.
Yeah, that's interesting. Very, very
yeah,
interesting.
Medical intervention is the leading cause of death in the United States today.
So those are the six pathways. But the medical pathway, what you're saying is really being misunderstood and thus misused.
Absolutely.
You should not be going to your doctor for quote unquote health care. You should go to your doctor so that he can run lab tests and so that he can intervene with surgical procedures that are unavoidable, but not going there for the kind of ongoing care of your body. That has to be done by you.
Absolutely. You are responsible for your health. In fact, maintaining health is a duty. It is a personal responsibility.
But right before we go into this break, doctors will never relinquish to that level of care. They absolutely see themselves as being much more woven into the process than what we're talking about. We're talking about using doctors the same way you would use a mechanic. You wash your own car, you care for your own car, but when it starts making clicking noises and stuff like that, you bring it into the mechanic. Doctors don't want to be seen that way. Doctors want you to come in and get your pills.
Well, exactly, but that's how they earn their living, and they don't know anything better. And furthermore, they are prohibited by law from doing anything different. So even though a doctor knows, for example, let's look at cancer. In many states, it is illegal. In fact, in California, it's a felony. It's a felony for any doctor to treat a cancer patient with anything other than surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation. So even though the doctor knows, oh, vitamin C will help this patient.
Vitamin D will help, right.
Even though they know that, they can't do it because it's a felony offense.
Ray, we have to take a break. But when we come back, I want to ask you a question on the other side. If you are aware of any states that prohibit the end user, the patient, from denying the treatment. We're talking with Raymond Francis. You can learn much more about Raymond Francis by going to his website, beyondhealth.com, where you can get both Never Fear Cancer Again and Never Be Sick Again. Never Fear Cancer Again is his new book. It's only $14.95. Go to beyondhealth.com today and check it out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E-R.com. Space is very limited. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience of being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4sportlife.com. Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to ageforce.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Raymond Francis about his latest book, Never Fear Cancer Again. I love that. To the point. So, Raymond, do you know of any states that prohibit patients from telling their doctor, you know, I think I'm just going to sit and wait and try some things on my own? I've heard of states that go after parents that take that attitude when treating their children. And I'm not talking about the extremist religious scientists out there. I'm talking about somebody who says, you know, I don't think I want my daughter to get Gardasil. And so she has to fight with the doctor at the school because she doesn't want her child to be vaccinated with Gardasil. Are there states that will actually say, you have no choice, you must submit to this treatment?
Not that I know of for an adult. But you're quite right. They go after parents, accusing them of child abuse because they aren't getting the standard treatments, and yet the standard treatments don't work.
Right.
And the vaccinations are dangerous and do harm. So all these things are factors, but it isn't happening out there.
What we talked about the toxicity issue. We've talked about the pathways. Talk a little bit about the deficiency side. Is deficiency a result of poor diet, or is deficiency, even if you are eating healthy, you're eating lots of quality animal proteins like grass-fed beef and wild-caught fish, and you're eating vegetables that are grown and sourced through your local farm, co-op, and so on, are you still predictably going to be deficient in things that will end up creating a better environment for cancers to grow?
Unfortunately, yes. We've created an environment today that, first of all, increases our need for nutrients. So the need for nutrients today is the highest it's ever been because of our exposure to the toxins in the environment. But then the availability of the nutrients is the lowest it's ever been. And I'll give you an example. You buy a commercial carrot. A carrot today, you've got to eat four of them to get the same magnesium you got in one carrot 50 years ago. Yeah. You got to eat up to 20 carrots to get the same zinc you got in one carrot 50 years ago. And this is a really serious situation, and most people don't realize how serious it is. So you need to supplement today. It's absolutely necessary to supplement.
Ricky Hickspack, and we're going to get back onto what the supplements are. Ricky Hickspack just posted on Facebook, in reference to this interview, I love how lively this guy sounds. Great work, Raymond Francis. I didn't know you were in your 70s, Ray. I've never gotten that from talking to you in the past. I thought you were much younger. And, you know, you could tell a lot about a person's voice.
Well, I am biologically younger. As I said, you know, my arteries are age 26.
Right.
So I look younger than my age, and I function younger than my age. I literally function like somebody in their mid-20s.
Talk about the supplementation side. If you had to pick the top three things that people need to pay attention to on the supplementation side, what would the top three be on the list?
Well, first of all, even the National Academy of Sciences now says, they issued a report several years ago with the National Academy, and they said the situation is such that even if you eat a good diet today, you can no longer get all the nutrition you need, and the National Academy recommended that every American be at least on a multivitamin. So start there. That's where you start.
But let's be honest. I watch those commercials for one a day now. They're running for the 50-year-old plus guy, and they have some coach. They have the coach from some baseball team saying that he takes this one because it has supplements to help him think clearer. There's no way you can get everything in a single cold pressed tablet.
Well, first of all, that isn't even really a good vitamin. It's junk. So you need to, I've written reports on this. People can go to my website, by the way, beyondhealth.com, click on a button that says free reports, and there's a free report there called A Roadmap to Choosing Supplements, so you can learn about supplements. But most of them are low quality, and the brand you just mentioned is certainly not something I would take. So, in fact, I make my own, and I sell my own under the Beyond Health brand. But the multivitamin, first and foremost. I would say vitamin C, extra vitamin C, very, very important.
What is Linus Pauling was using mega doses, 20, 30,000 milligrams, with 23 grams a day.
Yes.
Is that necessary?
Well, let's put it this way. I take 16 grams a day, and I'm going to be a 75-year-old who's functioning in his mid-20s.
Okay, so, how do you take those, Ray? Do you take that across the day? You take it in a couple bolus doses?
Across the day. I'll take 3 grams when I get up in the morning. I'll take another 3 grams with breakfast. I'll take another 3 grams with lunch. Another 3 grams with dinner, another 3 grams before bed, you know, that type of thing.
Doesn't vitamin C have a potential to either disrupt or modulate blood sugar levels?
It helps to modulate blood sugar levels, helps to improve them, yes.
Okay. Is all vitamin C the same, Ray? I've been under the impression that the vitamin C that sits on oxidizes and becomes bad on the shelf. You have to buy certain types of vitamin C, like
right. Ascorbate
is better than ascorbic acid. Is that a misunderstanding?
No, it gets much more complex. We could do a whole show just on vitamin C.
Well, give me the Reader's Digest version.
Almost all the vitamin C in the world today is junk. Almost all of it's being made in China. They're making it incorrectly. What they're producing is what we call DL ascorbate, two molecules, 50-50 D ascorbate, L ascorbate.
Okay.
The L ascorbate is the biologically active molecule. The D ascorbate is actually an irritant to the body tissues.
Really?
So you're paying a dollar, you're getting 50 cents worth of the biologically active molecule and 50 cents worth of something that's irritating your tissue.
So you want 100% L ascorbate then?
That's right. 100. You got it. 100% L-ascorbate. And what's happening is because when they're making it in China, they're not protecting it properly from oxygen. So
yeah,
you got it right. It oxidizes very easily.
Never mind that. But tablets. I learned a long time ago that water through the process of hydrolysis breaks down anything over a period of time. And so when they use moisture to wet these and press them into tablets, You have a product that's aging the day it's made, as opposed to powders in capsules, for instance, or raw powders that you can scoop. Is that a misunderstanding?
Yeah, it's a misunderstanding. You'd have to go through and part of it's right, part of it's wrong. But what's happening is that when they're actually manufacturing it, it's being exposed to oxygen, and so it's oxidizing as it's being manufactured. And so not only are you getting 50% D-ascorbate, which you don't want, but you're also getting oxidized vitamin C. I've seen some formulas as much as 25% oxidized vitamin C, and oxidized vitamin C is a free radical. Very, you know, heavily advertised brands like EsterC are 10% oxidized vitamin C. So you want something that's 100% L-ascorbate and 100% fully reduced. In other words, no oxidized vitamin C. And that's what I make, and that's what I take myself. I make my own and take it myself.
Okay, so, what's the other go-to vitamin for you before we go into this next break?
The next would not be a vitamin, but an oil. You need more than 90% of the U.S. population is deficient in omega-3 fatty acids. So we've got to change that. So the next one would be an omega-3 fatty acid like flaxseed oil and fish oil.
I've been told that flaxseed oil does not convert well to the required omega-3s, or is not processed well by the human body. Any truth to that?
Some truth to it, but basically you need it and you should take it every day.
Anyway.
And I do both. I take the flaxseed oil and fish oil as well. So I take both.
Okay.
And see, both are the different molecules and you use them for different things and you need both.
Okay. Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Raymond Francis. You can learn more about Raymond Francis, about his supplements, about his books by going to beyondhealth.com. I'm going to start looking into this. I take a lot of vitamin C. I'm going to be looking into L-asorbate on beyondhealth.com myself. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal patch. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com. Today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Raymond Francis, author of Never Fear Cancer Again. You can get a copy of the book at beyondhealth.com. Raymond, we do a lot of talking about vitamin D and vitamin A on this show. I tend to believe that vitamin A is as important as vitamin D, and they should be taken in conjunction. What's your position on vitamin D and vitamin A as it relates to cancer and overall health?
Well, they're both extremely important, and vitamin D has now Enough research has been done on vitamin D to where it really is a cancer-protective vitamin. Actually, it's not really a vitamin. It's really a steroid.
It's a steroid hormone, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
We call it a. It is enormously cancer-protective, and most Americans do not have enough vitamin D, especially at the end of the winter. They don't have enough vitamin D in their body, and so everybody needs to measure their vitamin D levels and know what they are, and if they're low, you need to be supplementing. I supplement every day myself. I make my own vitamin D in a liquid form, and it's a sublingual. You put drops under your tongue.
I actually take something like that from Pure Encapsulations. It's a 1,000 IUs per drop. Is that similar to yours?
Mine is 500. But similar.
Now, I had Dr. John Cannell on the show yesterday. He's the chairperson of Vitamin D.
Oh,
wonderful man. And off the air, we were talking about, you know, the mislabeling, if you will, or misnomification of vitamin D, calling it a vitamin, that it is truly a steroid hormone. And I said to him, I said, John, do you think that calling vitamin D, what it really is, a steroid hormone, would do more harm for it than good? He said, absolutely. What's your opinion of that? You think that the medical orthodoxy and the FDA and everybody else would then say, hey, you know what, this is a steroid hormone, we need...
Politics would become more important than the chemistry.
Okay. But it should be understood that this is not something that people should take willy-nilly. You do have to know your levels, and you have to shoot for optimal levels. Dr. Cannell also believes that 50 nanograms a milliliter to the upper ranges of safe limits, if you will.
The upper levels of normal. Stay in the upper levels of normal.
80,
have it measured.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Do you keep yours there as well?
Absolutely.
How many, may I ask, how many IUs of vitamin D a day you take, Raymond?
I take 4,000.
Okay, and that works for you. Are you, you're fair-skinned, as I recall, right?
I am fair-skinned, yes.
Okay. We were talking about the certain polymorphisms. Those of us who are darker-skinned, it takes us longer to produce vitamin D in the sun, and there may also be a protective mechanism in that. And we talked about that it takes me 10,000 IUs to get into the 60 to 70 nanograms, where it could take someone fair-skinned less.
This is a tragedy, you know, with our black population in the United States.
And any wonder why they have the greatest degree of colorectal cancer, that they have all these maladies that are related to vitamin D deficiency, the African Americans suffer from at the greatest risk here in the United States.
Yeah, because they can't get enough sunlight. You know, their bodies are designed to be down in the tropics and getting enormous amounts of sunlight
for prolonged period of time.
That's why they have pigments to protect themselves from that enormous amounts of sunlight.
Right. And then they live in a society where we're told not to get sun. And they need more sun than we do to have the same effect.
Oh, much more sun. I mean, I can probably get all the vitamin D I need in, you know, 20 minutes of sunshine. A really black person might need a couple of hours to get the same amount of vitamin D.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, so in summary, what would you like people to know and come away from this interview when we talk about cancer in general?
Well, I think it's very important that people know that cancer is not a thing. It is a biological process that you turn on and you can turn off. You can literally turn cancer off like it can turn off a lamp in your living room, because it's a biological process. So we know how to prevent cancer. We know how to reverse cancer. You do not have to fear cancer. Conventional cancer treatments do not work. And in fact, their success rate is less than 1%, and they lie about it in the statistics.
Yeah, in fact, correct me if I'm wrong, if someone survives 5 years, they consider that a success, even if they die on the sixth from the reoccurrence of the cancer.
Absolutely. They've even invented an entirely new definition for the word cure. If you're alive for 5 years, you've been cured. And they're saying, well, we've improved the cure rate, But what they've actually done is they've improved their diagnosing, and so they're now diagnosing cancer earlier than they used to diagnose it. So now more people live more than 5 years because they're diagnosing it earlier.
Right.
But the death rate is still exactly the same.
In fact, I know a way that they can improve the cure rate even greater, and that's to go to 2.5 years to follow the... And that those who die at the 3-year mark will be considered cured.
Now, there you go. There you go. So they've got this phony definition for the word cure, and almost everybody who survives the 5 years eventually die of their cancer. If you have conventional... let me say this very carefully. If you have metastasized cancer, and about 75% to 80% of all cancers are metastasized by the time they're diagnosed. If you have metastasized cancer, your chances of survival with conventional treatment is less than 1%.
Yeah.
And those are the statistics. Those are grim, but they don't want anybody to know those grim statistics.
What do you think, and this is really, we're coming very close to the end. What do you think, if an oncologist listened to this show, his response would be?
I think they'd say it's exactly true. Most oncologists are very, very unhappy with their jobs because they know what they do don't work. I have a friend who's an expert in alternative treatment to cancer. He just had last year one of the top oncologists in the world called him and said, "I have cancer."
And
"Why are you calling me?" And the doctor said, "Because I know what we do doesn't work."
Oh my goodness. That's
one of the top oncologists in the world.
Well, I hope he gets better by following some better better standards of care. Listen, Raymond, I want to thank you so much for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Thank you very much for inviting me. God bless. You do a great job. You're so knowledgeable. You're a real treasure for your audience.
Wow, thank you, Raymond. That really means a lot coming from you, because I know you had your own radio show for quite a long time as well. So thank you very,
years.
Very much. Yeah, thank you very much. And everyone, go to beyondhealth.com. Check out Raymond Francis's products. Check out his books. He's one of us. Support him because of that. Ray, we'll have you back on the show again, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Stay tuned. When I come back, I will wrap up the show. I want to tell you what we're going to be doing for Casual Friday and a little peek behind the curtain. We're developing a new radio show that Brooks Cubic is going to be hosting. Maybe you can help us pick a name for it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I wish I could tie you up in my shoe. Make you feel like pretty too. I was told I was beautiful. But what does that mean to you?
Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. veryintensepleasure.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation, because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Creatine is by far the most popular ergogenic supplement on the market today, bar none. What if I told you that there's an even more effective way to build explosive strength, and that good old creatine was not the answer? Well, now there's Hypergain. Hypergain is completely safe and has zero side effects. In fact, AS Research is so convinced that Hypergain will change the way you feel about creatine that they're willing to give you a free 30-day supply just to prove it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Hypergain banner ad today. Hypergain. Gain. The case against creatine starts now.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Uh-oh. You know what this is. We gonna give y'all 5 seconds to put your drink down and report
and
to the dance floor.
The Superhuman Channel is constantly looking for new programming to deliver to the audience what they want in the area of physical culture. And there is no better keeper of physical culture in this day and age, no one else who dedicates both the right side and left side of his brain to physical culture than Brooks Kubik. How you doing, Brooks?
Hey, Carl. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. And you and I have talked about this for some time, about producing a radio show that you would host. And it looks like it's going to happen in the very, very near future. We will let everybody in more on when it's coming about. We have not named the show, and that's why we're talking about it today, because we want the listeners to get involved. We want suggestions for the name of this show. We want the listeners who are going to be listening to name the show. The show is basically going to be you interviewing individuals who embody physical culture, who produce information that is designed to either continue to keep the torch burning, make it more efficient to build muscle, to build strength, and so on, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. And you will be interviewing, it's going to be a once-a-week show, so and we'll start out with once a week, and we'll let it go from there.
Mm-hmm.
And we need a name for the show, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, you and I were brainstorming it earlier this morning, and, you know, we had some possibilities, but we just couldn't get it quite right. And then you came up with a great idea. Let the listeners help.
Okay. If we have to give them some marching orders in order for them to come up with a name. The show is going to be about physical culture, and that means it's going to be about training approaches and regimens, even products that make training easier. You're going to actually examine them, give them thumbs up and thumbs down, not a good investment of your money, yes, this is a good investment, so on and so forth. Is that a synopsis of what the show is going to be about?
Yeah, that's what we're thinking about. You know, there are so many people doing so many things that are physical culture related, and, you know, physical culture is a term that encompasses quite a bit.
Yes.
Some good, some perhaps not so good. And what we're going to try to do on the show is sort of, you know, sort through things for the listeners. And I'm going to give a thumbs up, or, you know, perhaps in some cases a thumbs down. And, you know, one thing we want to do is we want to give everybody out there who's trying, as you say so well, to keep the torch of physical culture burning, we want to help them. And this show will help them. We want to help the listeners, obviously. And, you know, we really want this to be something that, that carries on the grand tradition of physical culture.
Yeah. That's
capital
that really
P,
is it.
Capital C, physical
that,
culture.
And that's really the important part of this show, because physical culture, it was always my dream from the, when I started doing this show, it really didn't have a direction. It wasn't until I met Randy Roach and finally read the first volume of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors that
mm-hmm.
I realized
mm-hmm.
that my objective with my show, but more importantly, this radio station that I put together was to create more programming that would embody, embrace, and promote, and reinstitute the physical culture lifestyle in this country, because through that, we can cure a lot of disease, we can improve a lot of life. And that's the goal.
That's absolutely it. You know, the term physical culture goes back to Bernard McFadden's magazine with the same name. Which came out initially over 100 years ago. And, you know, that magazine had pretty much everything in it. It was very inclusive, just covered all kinds of things. And if you were at all in the physical culture field, then, number one, you read the magazine. But, number two, if you had, products, information, things that would help, equipment, whatever, you advertised in that magazine. And it was, in that sense, a clearinghouse for everyone who was involved in any way, shape, or form in physical culture.
Okay.
And that's what you've done with your radio show, and that's what that's what we're going to try to do with the new show.
Yeah, the new show is going to have a slightly narrower niche than Superhuman Radio, because we're just going to focus on these specific things, these cultures, these aspects that promote physical culture and to the population. And let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
I have a copy. I'm looking at it. It's in the studio bookcase of Gray Hair and Black Iron. How about this? If we use the name that you submit for the name of the new show hosted by Brooks Cubic, and I don't care what the name is. It could have the word dinosaur training in it. It could have the terminology physical culture in it. Or you can come up with something totally different entirely that embodies the what we feel the show is going to be. Brooks will autograph this copy and we'll mail it to you. How's that sound, Brooks?
That sounds like a great idea.
Okay, so there you go. Send your submissions for the new show to onair@superhumanradio.com. And if you want the show to get started sooner, help us name it faster, because we'll have the website up within the next couple weeks, and we'll probably have the first episode airing within the next couple weeks, but we need a name for the show. So there you go. How's that sound?
Hey, that sounds great.
All right, Brooks, look, thanks for coming on the show with such what are you doing right now? Are you writing right this minute?
You better believe it.
So you're always writing, aren't you?
Well, if I'm not writing, I'm either out in the garden, working in the garden, or I'm training, and basically that's what I'm doing 24/7.
How does it feel to pick up one of those old magazines, like Physical Culture magazine by Bernard McFadden, crack it open and walk back in time and read that stuff?
It is absolutely incredible. I mean, it is like stepping back into history. It's holding the piece of history in your hand. I'll give you and the listeners a simple example. Working on a new book. The new book is going to include a lot of photographs and photographs of some of the great old timers. Okay.
Right.
And the other day I was working with my stepdaughter, who's an art major, which means she has the ability to scan and enhance and really do a great job with old-time photos from old magazines. Okay?
Okay.
So I was picking out some great ones, and I showed her one, and I said, how about this? And she said, wow, because it was a photo of someone who was literally doing something superhuman. And she was amazed. She was like, whoa. And she was so impressed, I said, okay, hang on a second. And I went over to the bookshelf, and I picked up a book that Bob Hoffman wrote. And I opened up the first page, and Hoffman had signed it to the man that she was looking at in this photo that she was going to be scanning.
And who was that man?
Man named Bob Jones.
Okay.
Hand balancer. And in the photo, he was doing a perfect handstand with balanced on 10 Indian clubs.
You mean
one finger and the thumb on each club?
Oh my God!
Now you see why she
was
freaking out.
How the hell did he get into that position without a crane lowering him down onto that?
He was one of the greatest hand balancers who ever lived. He was in Ripley's Believe It or Not. I believe he set the world record for being in Ripley's Believe It or Not. Wow. He was in there so many times because he did so many incredible things.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you've got a library, don't you? I mean, you have a library of old magazines and old books, don't you?
Yeah. It's something I've built up over the years, and that's what I use for my research. I don't make this stuff up. I mean, it comes right out of the past. And, you know, what I like to do is to carry on the very best traditions of the past, you know, package them, wrap them up, present them for modern readers. And, you know, I think, you know, a lot of people see that the really important stuff in physical culture, it's all part of a continuing chain or, you know, a continuing stream. And, you know, the old ideas, you know, have tremendous value. They get forgotten. You know, and you have to resurrect them, if you will. Dig them up, put them out there.
Right.
But it's a, you know, it's a really important thing, and it, you know, it involves training, it involves equipment, it involves, you know, ways to eat, things not to eat, ways to live. You know, there's nothing new under the sun, but there's a lot of really good stuff out there. And the more people hear about it, the more they're exposed to it, the better for everyone.
Yeah. So there you go. We've got a new show coming out with Brooks Kubik as the host, where he will be giving the Brooks Kubik seal of approval to products, programs, concepts, as well as exposing evidence that physical culture is alive and well in the country and abroad as well, obviously. We're not going to forget our brethren across the pond in other countries. So look forward to that on the Superhuman Network, and we'll keep you apprised of it as it goes. Brooks, thanks for coming on today to talk about it.
Hey, sure thing. Take care,
okay,
Carl.
Take care. And I also want to thank Raymond Francis for coming on and talking to us about his new book, which can be had by going to beyondhealth.com, the book Never Fear Cancer Again. We will see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio.